Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. We're praying through right now the Sermon on the Mount, the greatest sermon ever preached by the greatest preacher who ever lived, Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 21 and 22, "You have heard it said, of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to the hell of fire." Now, what's Jesus talking about in this part of the Sermon on the Mount? Well, he's talking about anger. So I'll start with this question. Have you ever been angry? I mean, really ticked off, bitter, resentful, even held a deep grudge against another person? The better question is not, have you been angry, but are you angry? Anger is a God-given emotion, and sometimes it moves us to proper action. But left unchecked, it is a dangerous emotion. So here are four things to do to control anger. Number one, pray for a balanced perspective. When Jesus saw usury in the temple, he was moved to indignation and action. He drove out those selling animals and upended the tables of the money changers. Sin against God and injustice against man should move us to an indignation as well. But in order to keep our emotions in check, we must always pray for the Spirit's control. Number two, address anger on a daily basis. So, confession time, I seldom get through a day that something or someone doesn't kind of irritate me. And Paul said that unchecked anger is the devil's foothold in our life. We should ask God to deal with our emotions on a daily basis. Number three, stay away from angry people. Some people are always angry about something. Stay away from them. They will drag you down. Check out Proverbs 22, 24, and 25, reminding us not to associate or get close to, hang around people who are always angry. All right, number four, last one, confront and forgive. Confront the person or situation causing your anger. If it's a person, discuss the issue and choose to forgive. If it's a situation, give it to the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit to control your emotions. So let's talk to God about anger. Father, I can get angry about many things, and my emotions can rise quickly. Please control my feelings. Help me to not react. Help me feel indignant for the right things and be moved to honor you in my actions. Help me forgive and move from resentment and bitterness to the peace that only comes from you. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.